Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for Window World. Any size white vinyl, double-hung window is just $189. And with 0% financing and online discount coupons, now is a great time to replace those old drafty windows and save money on your energy bills. Call Window World today for a free in-home estimate, 314-993-1800. That's 314-993-1800 or windowworldst.louis.com.
Welcome to Wilkins Bank. For checking, press 1. Savings, press 2. For other options, press other options. Is that correct? Press 3. To go back. For checking, press 1. Checking, is that correct? Mortgages. Lost or stolen ATM. For fraud.
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing 0, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
Make sure your omega-3 is fat-soluble.
Omega-3s are all about DHA.
EPAs are an omega-3's best friend.
Confused by what to look for in an omega? Then try new ProNutrients Omega-3 from the makers of Centrum. Its triple-action mini-gel goes beyond heart health to also support your brain and eyes. ProNutrients Omega-3, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. Look for a $5 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
There's no better way to see the USA than in an RV. Find the RV that is right for you and your family at the St. Louis RV Vacation and Travel Show. America Center, downtown St. Louis, January 13th through the 15th.
Target Talk St. Louis, every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m., is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms, from competitions to firearm safety.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up, we've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Break opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit.
Women breastfeeding in public.
Oh, that is a good sight.
That
is a happy sight. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the January... Oh, you know what?
What?
It's 1-1-1-1-2. The January 11th.
Wow.
Yeah, we know it's stupid. The January 11th edition of Pinions Playhouse brought to you by a brand new advertiser, not new to the station, but they've now stepped into the big leagues and are part of this show. The Missouri Coin Company. That's right, the one with that jingle. And we're going to separate the good guys from the charlatans. We'll talk more.
Hey!
After a round of introductions at the control board, it's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And with costs going up, you need to have a strategy in place to give yourself pay raises.
Sure do.
Mark and Jason can help you achieve that. For their phone number or more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Back from San Diego, California, proud Marine mom, Tina Dalpiez. Say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Great.
I was going to say fine.
Can you stop the music for a second? I'd like to share with everybody what Dan just did. During the commercial break, Dan says, hey, what's with all these movies about these people like J. Edgar and the Iron Lady?
Political.
What's with all these movies about political people? And I said, all these movies? You just named two. He goes, yeah. I said, what other movies? He said, like Iron Horse. I said, what? It's
War Horse,
and it's not a politics, and it's not about a person in politics. What movies? Well, you know, all these movies, like J. Edgar, and it's the same, name the same two movies again. Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thank you.
One and only.
Tell them what you did to me after that.
Well, I'll get into that after we finish the round of introductions. Music, please, maestro.
Hi,
there we go. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Two horses hanging.
No kids are ever going to want to buy that.
What?
Oh, Rat Boy's come up with a toy. He's trying to get it marketed for next Christmas. He's kind of copying another old toy that's been around forever. Yours is called Mr. Whathead.
Cheese.
Mr. Cheesehead.
Oh.
No. Potato Head works.
Yeah, I don't think
that doesn't work. How about Bruce Limpwrist and the All Boy Orchestra? Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much. So, as punishment for Dan saying something stupid, I blinded him with our studio flashlight. Now, let me explain this to you. There's a flashlight in our studio, and it has a label on it, Leave in Studio. Now, that's the kind of thing you put on something you don't want anybody stealing.
Very important.
Because it's very important. This flashlight is the dullest, cheapest flashlight. It's the old D-cell with a bulb. It's exactly the same kind of flashlights I remember as a little kid. That if the battery is weak, it's very this is such
you just broke.
I just tried to turn it on and the top came off.
It's like the dollar store.
It's exactly like a dollar store flashlight, only these would be four for a dollar.
Let me see if there's a date on there.
It's
a year on the bottom
case,
of
case, cheap. This place is amazing to me.
No, there's none.
This is what our engineering people have to rely on, is this 25-cent plastic flashlight.
Hey, it says it's made in the USA, though.
Oh. It's one of our products that are a piece of crap. It's something we're not proud of making in this
country.
There's
not even a name on it, a brand.
No, you'd have to see this to really... Seriously, if you're... 50, 60, 40 even, when you were a little kid, you know how flashlights were all pretty crappy until they came out with these new xenon LED.
10 million candles.
Oh, yeah. This is from the 40s or something. It's embarrassing almost. So I blinded Dan with it, which is a joke, of course. It couldn't blind anybody. You really...
Well, I don't know. Let's give Dan an eye test. We'll see.
Well, the batteries are almost dead. Yeah. You can tell it's yellow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're probably not even alkaline. Just this place probably buys bulk D-cell super heavy duty.
It just says battery on it.
Yeah, it just says battery.
Yeah.
But enough beating up this place. I think we've done a good enough job. Let's talk about our brand new advertiser on their show. Now, I'm going to play you the first part of this card. You'll recognize this card. Listen to this.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with.
Yeah, that guy right there. That guy right there is Matt McCormick. He's coming in here tomorrow.
Yeah.
And he's going to be in the jewelry and gold, silver hot seat, and we're going to ask him some questions about all this jewelry and gold and stuff, because we're just bombarded with all these people wanting to buy your jewelry. We're going to set the record straight. We're going to do it with a guy representing a company that is a family-owned business, been around for over 30 years. And I'm going to tell you a very quick story, and it's a true story from the late 70s. I happened to know a guy who had some money. He was a businessman, and he came to me thinking, I guess, that I had money, which I didn't. And he said, you want to go in with me? I'm going to go in and I'm going to start a business. I'm going to run some ads and we're going to buy jewelry and gold. Because in the late 70s, we were in another one of these gold rush kind of periods where, you know, gold was on the rise and people, oh, gold and silver, sell your gold and silver. And I said to him, this is a true story, I said, I don't know anything about coins or gold and silver, and you don't either. He said, that doesn't matter. The public won't know that.
Oh.
And he proceeded to get a hotel room, ran some ads, bring your gold, and he just cheated everybody he could who didn't know any better, and he made a ton of money. And I just thought, how many other people are taking advantage of people who are selling their jewelry, their coins, because they don't have a clue, and they know that they can con them? This is why we want you to know about the Missouri Coin Company, and I don't want you to confuse it with another place. There are other places that have the word Missouri in the name or coin in the name. The jingle, I wouldn't give this jingle an award for being like one of the best jingles ever, the Missouri Coin Company, but I'll tell you what it does do. It keeps you from making a mistake
and going somewhere else. Because if you just hum that to yourself, Missouri Coin Company, then you know what? You'll have the name of the place we want you to deal with, the Missouri Coin Company. A couple of quick facts about the Missouri Coin Company. They go to over 40 coin shows a year, and they have for the last 15 years. They are the counseling firm for the Boy Scouts of America coin collecting merit badge. How about that? They've been counselors for the Boy Scouts for 15 years. They are members of every professional high-level PCGS, which is the Professional Coin Grading Service, the Numismatic Guarantee Corporation, members of that, members of the American Numismatic Association. Dennis McCormick is the president. Matt McCormick is coming in tomorrow, specializes in diamonds, GIA diamonds, Rolex watches, gold, silver bullion, and U.S. coins. Greg Voss, been there 30-plus years. His expertise is U.S. coins, paper money, stamps, foreign and ancient coins, and pocket watches. Chad Geising, U.S. coins, antiques. He's the member of the Certified Appraisers Guild of America. This is the company. This is the place you go where you don't worry about getting screwed out of your... There was a story yesterday in the news. I didn't get around to it. You see that guy? He robbed a house, and they had some valuable coin. This numbskull took them and dumped them into one of those coin things like at the supermarket where it gives you...
He only got whatever they were worth. They were worth, like, a lot.
He got, like, $60 or something, and they were worth tens of thousands of dollars. What an idiot. Make sure, if you have jewelry, if you have gold, you have silver, that you go somewhere where they will pay you what it's worth and what you deserve to get. You don't do this for over 30 years and get away with cheating people. Next time we talk, Matt will be here tomorrow. We'll tell you what they buy, what they sell. It's a pretty impressive and interesting list of stuff. And I'm going to learn along with you tomorrow when he comes in here, because I don't know anything about it. I don't know. You know, I used to 14 carat, 18 carat. I know is 24 carat is pure gold, a solid gold, and it's malleable. It's soft. That's why there's no jewelry that's 24 carat. It would bend. Mm-hmm. 18 carat. Yeah, there's 18 carat, but it's soft gold, and you need to know that. But more importantly, you got some stuff you don't need, you don't use. We're going to know why. Tell you tomorrow, and from I hope for a long, long time, why the place you want to take it is the Missouri Coin Company. If you keep that little jingle in your head, you'll know where to go. I like their website, too. It's MoCoin. Like, give me MoCoin. MoCoin. MoCoin.com. We welcome the Missouri Coin Company to the show. Glad to have them on board. A couple of emails I thought I'd share with you. I like to share complaint emails, especially about me. If you notice, I seldom read positive complimentary emails. That's either because I just don't read it or I never get any. You'll have to figure out which. Now, here's one about Cleveland. He says, Frank, I'm probably misspelling Bill's last name, but I want to mention something that bothers me to the point that I tune him out when he handles your show. Or does his reports. It comes off so clearly that he is a staunch Democrat and always makes negative comments about Bush and now Romney and other Republican candidates. I think he should stay away from politics and stay with humorous areas. I think he thinks he's on Saturday Night Live.
Whoa.
Well, Bill, thank you for the email, but I will tell you, Bill, I've heard Bill Cleveland for a long time. He's an equal opportunity basher. He's done Obama jokes. He did one today. He's done Bush. I think it's pretty much even-handed, at least one.
Yeah, who's ever in the news.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I mentioned yesterday that I had a set of tires on my Trailblazer that I wish they didn't have all the tread left on them. They've got like 90% of the original tread. They're not very old, and I wish they were worn out because I want to buy some beefier tires, and I need an excuse to buy them. You can't. It's hard to just throw away good tires.
Oh, yeah.
I get an email from this guy. He says, Frank, I heard you talking about your tires. I'm looking for a set for my Explorer that we use as a backup at our company. I think ours are 16-inch tires, but I'm not sure. The car is not here right now. I don't know what size you have, but maybe we could buy them.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll make it. But I checked, and the Trailblazer tires are 17. So, Tony, I wrote him back. I said, check. If they're 17, we'll work a deal. Then I have an excuse to go to Zister and buy my beefy man tires. And then I got another email. Frank, don't burn your tires up. Sell them on Craigslist. Well, I was kidding about burning.
Right.
I'm not
gonna sell them on Saturday morning.
And now let's get to the Joe Hipperson complaint. Dear Frank.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. It was one of those days. I listen quite often to the show, usually enjoy the stories, the humor, but honestly, whenever that Joe Hipperson comes on, I have to turn to another station. His delivery is so fast-paced, and I guess this is not very Christian, but it's just not enjoyable to listen to. And I cannot stand his reviews. I know in the past you've mentioned that his delivery is better since he slowed down, but it seems he's back to his old fast pace once again. It's annoying. I turn it off immediately when he comes on. I guess there are many folks who like to listen to his reviews, but I believe his updates and entertainment in the St. Louis area would be more beneficial if they were geared to movies in the area rather than strange-named bands who will be performing. Bobby, thank you for the email. We'll pass that along to Mr. Hipperson. I personally thought he kept the pace down.
I thought he did too. Was it yesterday? Yesterday was probably
and
one of his
frankly,
better reports.
And quite frankly, I don't know what he's talking about with those bands either. But if we didn't have somebody to help us, we'd be the squarest, least hip people in the world.
Right.
You got to have somebody bring you back into 2012 every once in a while.
Somebody
or we
knows
just
about
keep
him.
Drifting back.
Yeah, I'm only 34 and I don't even know who he's talking about.
So Joe is here to keep us from just really being completely out of touch. Oh, this is a great story. Alan Gilbert is the music director of the New York Philharmonic. Wait till you hear this. Tuesday night, the New York Philharmonic is doing a performance of the Mahler Ninth Symphony. It happens to be my favorite.
Oh,
one of my
yours
favorite
too?
Classical
oh.
pieces. 13 bars before the last page of the score. In other words, in the final moments of a 25-minute movement that ends a 90-minute symphony.
25-minute movement?
That's a tough move.
Wow.
Someone in the audience, and again, this is the New York Philharmonic, their cell phone goes off.
Ooh.
Now, if you've ever listened to classical music, there are those very quiet,
single... Yeah.
So this guy's phone goes off, and it continues to go off. It just keeps going off. The conductor stops the the orchestra right in the middle. He just stops, and he turns. And the person who wrote this article who was there at the concert said he stared at the person in the audience for at least two solid minutes.
How did he know who it was?
Well,
was the guy on his phone?
I think you probably...
You see somebody fumbling for it, I'm sure.
I'm sure he saw the guy keep shutting it off and it would ring again, so he knew who it was. So he stares at him. Now everybody is watching the conductor stare at this guy, and after a couple of minutes of total silence, he said, "Are you finished?" And the guy just sat there. He didn't respond. And the conductor says, "Fine, we'll wait." And so they all just set it. Can you imagine being the guy with the cell phone? And then somebody in the audience yells out, $1,000 fine! And somebody else says, get out! And somebody else says, kick him out! Now, again, you're the guy with the cell phone. How much worse could you feel? So after it finally stops, the conductor, Alan Gilbert, says to the guy, did you turn it off? And the guy nods. He just nods affirmatively, yes. He says, and it won't go off again? And the guy nods, no. And Mr. Gilbert says to the audience, I apologize. Usually when there's a disturbance like this, it is best to ignore it, because addressing it sometimes makes it worse than the disturbance itself. But this was so egregious that I could not allow it. We will start again. And the audience cheers. Now, if I'm that guy, when they start playing again, I will lower my head and hit the exit. I'm out. I'm not waiting to leave with everybody.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine being this guy?
No.
Good for this guy. He just shuts it down and stares this guy down. I can't imagine being that guy.
Somebody's phone went off at the graduation the other day, too.
Whoa.
Oh, well, that's not exactly like a
it's
classical
outside.
Symphony.
Yeah, well.
And in a group like that, you're going to have some numbskull. You'd think that classical music people, they would know. I got to tell you something. My wife when we go to a movie, I'm the one that always has to say, is your phone off? And nine times out of ten, and she does, turns it off. I'm the one. And we've been sitting there, and, you know, in the movie theater, when that message comes on, hey, be courteous to others, be sure to turn off your phone. Oh, and she starts fumbling to turn her phone off. Women. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
This couple celebrating their 35th wedding anniversary, they go to Italy. And they walk up to a very famous old Italian wishing well. And, you know, there are coins. Oh, you can see the coins in the bottom of the water. And so this guy's wife says, are you going to make a wish? And he says, oh, he says, it's ridiculous. She says, no, go ahead. She says, come on. It's a famous wishing well. He says, no, this is the superstitious, stupid stuff. She says, no, come on. So he shut her up. He throws a coin in, and he stands there silently. And she says, okay, now me. And she reaches in her purse and gets a coin. And as she leans forward to throw it, she loses her footing. She slips and falls to her death. It's a big fountain. It's way down below them. And as she falls to her death, the guy says, what do you know? It works.
With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Hey, Tim.
Hi, Tina. Well, they've just cleared an accident at Ladue and Highway 270. There was a bit of a backup. It was blocking all of Ladue for a while there. A bit of a backup each direction, but that should be thinning out shortly. But that was also causing southbound 270 to start jamming up between Page and Ladue. And it's slow again from Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. Now, if you're traveling on westbound 4064, you're going to find it slow Kings Highway through McCausland, from Ballas out through Maryville Center, and then from Clarkson all the way out to the Boone Bridge, you've got some slow to stop and go pockets. On northbound 170 now, you're slow between St. Charles Rock Road up through Airport Road, and then a little heavy from Frost up through Highway 270. Eastbound 270, that's slowing now. Midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Thermometer. The Exergen Temporal Thermometer is so fast, accurate, and easy, it takes the hassle out of taking a temperature. Every new parent should have one. Get yours at Supercenter, Sam's Club, and other fine retailers today. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou. Tonight, Coach Frank Haith and the red-hot Missouri Tigers travel to Ames, Iowa to take on the Cyclones of Iowa State. And you can catch all the action right here on the Big 550. Coverage begins at 6:30 p.m. and the tip-off is at 7. It's exciting college hoops action as the Tigers take on the Cyclones. Tonight on the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Is your car on the fritz? Are you stranded? Or maybe you don't want to chance it after a late night of drinking. Make sure you call ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. At ABC Checker Cab, they have GPS in all of the cars, which means the ABC Checker Cab dispatcher knows exactly where every single cab is, and it can get to you and get to your destination faster than any other cab company. It's ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. Not only do they have more advanced technology than any other cab company, they also have corporate accounts, medical transports, courier service, school accredited, and each driver has had a total and complete background check. 314-766-RIDE. Put it in your phone and put it as a speed dial number. 314-766-RIDE or abccabco.net. That's abccabco.net or 314-766-RIDE. You need a cab. It's as easy as ABC. ABC Checker Cab. 314-766-RIDE. ABC Checker Cab.
Patty, how much of what we sell at OK Vac is made in America?
Well, last year, almost 90% of our sales were products made in America.
90%?
Leading the list was Recar vacuums made in St. James, Missouri.
I like that.
In celebration of our 50th anniversary, we're pricing our made in Missouri vacuums so everyone in St. Louis can own one.
Really?
We even brought in a full-size upright with tools and a 3-year warranty for under $200.
Wow.
They continue to move jobs to America. Their two best canister vacuums were made in St. James now.
We sell Hoover. Where are they made?
China and Mexico.
How about Royal and Dirt Devil?
China again.
Dyson?
Malaysia.
Bissell?
China and Korea.
Wow, you're really smart.
No, I'm just committed to selling American-made products at great prices and keeping American workers employed. Stop by OK Vacuum and help us celebrate 50 years and let us save you money.
Get solutions to your cleaning problems at OK Vacuum on Manchester Road, a mile east of I-270 in De Pere, or at OKVac.com.
Mortgage rates have plummeted to an all-time history-making low. And Golden Oak announces a lower fixed mortgage of 3.25%. 3.25% fixed.
This is Bob Ellman, president of Golden Oak Lending. Folks, we have never, ever seen mortgage rates this low. This is lower than the 1950s. Take advantage now. If you're still paying in the fives or sixes, you need to refinance immediately and lower your monthly payment.
Call Golden Oak today and claim your 3.25%. Beat the rush. Millions of dollars will be refinanced by Golden Oak Lending. Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
I urge you to seize this opportunity.
Get a 3.25 fixed mortgage today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
15-year fixed rate, APR 3.625 with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD or visit goldenoaklending.com.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof goes to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Honey, call John Beal.
Hi, Dave Lennox from Lennox Industries. You know I'm passionate about your home's comfort. That's why you should call the experts at Scott Lee Heating Company. If your home has temperature or air quality problems, Scott Lee will listen to your concerns, evaluate your comfort system, and offer the right repair or replacement at a fair price. Their decades of quality service have earned my trust. Let them earn yours by calling 314-756-9444 or visit them at scottleeheating.com.
Has a doctor told you that you had a traumatic brain injury or concussion? St. Louis University is seeking veterans and civilian adults for a brain imaging research study. Participation requires 2 full days of brain tests, and eligible participants will receive compensation for time. Copies of brain images will be provided at no cost. If you suffered a brain injury since 2002, please call 314-977-8560 for more information. Again, that's 314-977-8560.
At Exxon and Mobil, their smart gasoline works at the molecular level to help remove deposits so your car runs cleaner. It's one more way they make gasoline work harder for you.
Tiny bubble in the wine.
Tina came back from San Diego and she said, oh, it's so wonderful. Southern California, you can eat outside all the time and there are no bugs. How about a guy who gets to live that life all the time? We have him. Oh, yeah, we have him. His name is Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home. Home as in, I thought I heard Bill Cleveland say Thompson Price, they also build homes. No, home entertainment rooms. They'll completely redo that room for you. And before you assume they're too expensive for you, there's a reason that in the showroom it says we only look expensive. Expensive is a relative term. And to me, when you get your money's worth, that's not expensive. That's just smart. ThompsonPrice.com. Give it up, if you would, for Mike Evans, everybody.
Good afternoon.
Oh, boy. In a mellow mood.
Beverage. Get her done. Morning, everybody.
No, it's not
afternoon.
Morning.
Afternoon.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon.
That's yeah.
What?
Nothing.
Nothing. We're just following you.
How was the weather in beautiful St. Louis?
Spectacular. Eat your heart out. Snow coming by midnight.
Oh, man. The bottom's going to fall out of this one.
Yeah, about midnight tonight.
Well, it was only about 70 here today.
Oh, man, that used to...
Did you have to wear...
I have to play golf in these conditions.
Did you have to wear, like, a wind
layer
jacket?
They dress in layers.
I wear a toque.
They dress in layers.
Oh, yeah. Pop quiz question. Name the name of the former Bonanza television star who has a beach named after him in Malibu. Lorne Green, Dan Blocker, Michael Landon. Answer in just a minute. TV news. Tomorrow night is the Critics' Choice Award. Sean Penn will be given the Humanitarian Award, like him or hate him, for his politics. Sean Penn has done an amazing job in Haiti since that earthquake in 2010. He's spent over 300 days there, and he actually lives in a tent and helps move out of the debris, and it really helps out, rather than Bono, who goes to emergency locations and writes a song about it and leaves 2 days later. Paul McCartney is going to perform on this year's Grammys.
All right.
Wow.
And there's talk of him doing a variety special on television later in the year. I think he's going to make it. I think he's going to be pretty talented.
Yeah. He's going to be successful.
I think he is. Elizabeth Taylor news. She is still dead.
Right.
Oh.
Kim Kardashian is all made up to look, say, Kim Kardashian.
Somebody fell asleep at the homosexual wheel.
Is all made up to look like Elizabeth Taylor in her perfume print ads. But while Elizabeth Taylor was glamorous and very beautiful, in these pictures on these ads, Kim Kardashian looks like a cheap hooker.
I think you pretty much nailed it in that description.
Well, yeah. And what's your point?
And maybe that's the name of the cologne or the perfume. What is the deal with, you know, Kim Kardashian just, what, a few months ago sued Target because they had a model that looked too much like her that was doing ads. Mm-hmm. Here's Kim Kardashian actually trying to look like Elizabeth Taylor to sell her perfume. What's up with that?
I guess she knows Liz can't sue her.
Yeah, do what I do, not as I say.
There you go.
Something like that. Yeah. On the other hand, Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
Is penciled in to play Elizabeth Taylor in the biopic for Lifetime TV. I think Lindsay Lohan can pull that off.
I do, too.
She's beautiful,
yeah.
And she's a pretty good actress, too.
And Hollywood has the ability to turn anybody into anybody else if you just sort of have the basic features.
You're absolutely right. And once again, my friend.
Right again.
Yeah. More Kim Kardashian news. Skechers has taken back their offer to have Kim Kardashian do their Super Bowl commercials. They decided they didn't want to be that closely associated with Kim Kardashian. What's really weird is that Skechers replaced her with Mark Cuban and his pet bulldog.
I don't even know what Skechers is. What the heck?
Shoes. Shoe company.
Okay.
They have really comfortable shoes. You know what? This is a shoe story about my friend Frank Opinion.
I can't wait
to
hear.
The only shoes he wears are those god ugly, dog piss ugly alligators.
No, that is not true.
Crocs.
That is not. That is not true.
That's all he wears. Once in a blue.
That's not true.
And he walks anywhere.
That's not true.
A yellow Croc.
That is not true.
Yellow Croc.
Right now, I'm not wearing Crocs.
He's wearing green Crocs.
I've never done that playing golf ever. Never.
You got green Crocs.
I have
shoes.
Green Crocs, but I didn't. No. I do not have green Crocs.
I think they have Croc golf.
Yes, they do.
Don't they?
And I don't own a pair.
He tried to make me buy some.
He's intoxicated. He is intoxicated. He's confusing me with somebody else.
No.
Yeah.
Speaking about eating outside because of the nice weather, did I ever tell everybody about the story of the guy on a bicycle?
Yes.
It's been a while. I'd like to hear.
100 times.
Odds and ends, Justin Bieber. Takes weekly lessons, music lessons, guitar, drums, keyboard, singing. He says he can never be perfect. He always wants to get better. I think that's fabulous.
Yeah.
No, I mean, don't you think that's fabulous?
That's how we do this show. Yeah. Always striving to be better.
Yep.
That's the way I try to make my segment.
Yep. You were just on the
kind
same,
of man I am.
Same path.
Double takes in Richmond, Virginia, and you have to sort of let your mind's eye sort of paint the picture for you. Richmond, Virginia is where they're shooting Steven Spielberg's movie, Abraham Lincoln. Heads turning, double takes, because Daniel Day-Lewis, everywhere he goes in costume and makeup as Abe Lincoln.
And he would be, is perfect.
He does look just
perfect.
Like him.
Perfect.
He looks just like him. The other night, late before they were closing, around 1 o'clock in the morning, he strolls in, stovetop hat and all, at a McDonald's. Can you imagine sitting there after a few drinks, you stop at McDonald's, grab a Big Mac before you head home, and here comes Abe Lincoln walking in.
That's great.
Palm Springs, a great place to be in April. 3 weeks of music festivals from Snoop Dogg to Brad Paisley, Sarah Evans to Steve Martin, Blake Shelton to Dr. Dre, Radiohead, over 100 acts over 3 weeks. The Coachella Music Festival and the Stagecoach Coachella Festival. April, average temperature 81. I don't know if that you can...
No, it's too hot. Nobody's going to go to that. Yeah. Nobody wants to get that hot.
Well, there you go. There you go. I'm going to have a drink to that. Fine. Bogey, Franco Pena just said, nobody wants to be that hot when I said it was going to be 80 in April. He's just looking at me.
Yeah, that's great.
And finally...
I bet that dog's an alcoholic. I bet that dog's bowl. That dog's bowl's got wine in it.
Yep. Name the name of the former Bonanza TV star who has there's a beach named after him in Malibu. Lauren Green, Dan Blocker, or Michael Landon?
Tina.
Oh, I don't know. I'll go with Michael Landon.
I'm going Hoss.
Michael Landon.
It'll be different. I'll go Lauren Green.
Dan Blocker owned beachfront property in Malibu. When he died, he willed it back to the city. They took down the personalized fence, the private fence, and there's big signs there. Welcome to Blocker Beach, Malibu, California.
Oh.
I'm Mike Evans. We're live Hollywood. See you.
Way to go, Dan.
Wow. He owned beachfront property, and then when he died, he gave it back to the, the
Why?
Heck. Yeah.
He's a nice
Did
guy.
Did he not have any kids or anything? I mean...
Maybe he didn't like his kids.
Sorry, kids.
Could be.
The beach to
that
somebody
Blocker,
else.
He was a, oh, he was a
I
big...
Think I don't think I know who that
oh,
is.
Oh, you got to watch it. But he was a great...
Hoss.
I've never seen that
In
show.
In fact, he was a huge guy. And if you look at the horse he's riding, they're always wincing in pain. He's so big.
Yeah.
Seriously, it's hard. It was hard to get a horse, I think, big enough to carry this guy. Dan Blocker... Was, and his son, there was Dirk. What was his son's name?
Blue Blocker.
No. Blue Blocker. Dirk Blocker or something. He looked
yeah,
Blocker.
Something like that.
And he was an actor, too. I mean, you know that I don't think I ever watched a Bonanza episode, but I know the characters. I know Hoss, and I know
yeah,
Little
I've never
Joe,
seen one
Hop
minute
Sing.
Of it.
And Hop Sing, that's
I've
right.
I've watched Bonanza
And then
before.
Lauren Green was the daddy, but I don't recall watching an entire episode.
And there was the other guy, the other brother that...
Oh, Adam.
Adam.
Yeah. Adam was the other brother.
Who played that guy?
I can't remember.
That dark-haired, good-looking
yeah.
guy.
I should know the name, and I can't think of it. And I might have watched it once, but I was a Gunsmoke person. Gunsmoke and Wagon Train. And Rawhide, Clint Eastwood. He just rode along and squinted. And he was the trail boss.
The trail boss
was Gil Favor. And then what was Eastwood's...
Rowdy Yates?
Yeah, but what did he do on the ride? He was the...
Squint?
Yeah.
The squinter. Okay, that's it. He was the squinter.
Hey, look up ahead. Sun's in my eyes. Get off my trail.
They have sunglasses back then.
You know, that would have been the solution. Get the guy some sunglasses.
Some blue blockers. Yeah.
Thompson Price Kitchens Baths Home. Sometimes... People get confused. I understand that. There were years. Let's go back in time. Several years ago, there was a partnership with Thompson and another company, or another company and Thompson. That ended years ago. For those of you who go to another place thinking you're dealing with Thompson Price, you're not. If you go to Thompson Price Kitchens Baths Home or start at this website, thompsonprice.com, you're at the right place. If you're in the showroom in De Pere, kind of across the street, sort of, from West County Center, in a shopping center with, right next to McAllister's Deli. What's the big store women like to shop? TJ Maxx. You're in the right place. That's their showroom. Now, the reason they have signs in the showroom that say, we only look expensive, is because that's exactly the case. I think sometimes people will look at something and go, oh boy, that is so nice, so beautiful. We can't afford to do that. You could be making a serious mistake thinking that way. Why don't you see what you can afford? Why don't you see what can be done with your existing kitchen, bathroom, home entertainment room? Then you make the decision. And very seldom in your life have you ever been sorry that you did anything right. But you've been sorry a lot of times because you cut corners, went the cheap route, and then regretted it. That's what you're usually sorry for. Don't do that. Do it right. Thompson Price, kitchens, baths, home, thompsonprice.com.
With another look at the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklanding Airborne Traffic. Timothy?
Yeah, Tina, I'll tell you, it really has. It's been a long, long time since I've seen eastbound 270 as uncongested as it is right now between McDonald all the way to the Chain of Rocks Bridge. But on southbound 170, we do have, looks like a minor accident that's partially blocking the right lane a little bit south of Olive. That has traffic jammed up approaching Olive to where this accident is. Then you start getting stop-and-go traffic again from Del Mar down through Brentwood. Eastbound 4064, that's running heavy now between 170 and Big Bend. And I don't know, there's no hockey game tonight, so it's just heavy volume. Westbound 4064, that is slowing from Kings Highway through McCausland. You've got another slowdown from 270 out through Maryville Center. And then it's getting better out in the valley. It looks like it's just some stop-and-go traffic from west of Boone's Crossing out to the Boone Bridge. And then on westbound 70, you'll find it jamming up from 370 through T.R. Hughes. And this traffic report is brought to you by Missouri Lottery. Play the new and improved $2 Powerball from the Missouri Lottery with bigger, better jackpots, better chances to win, and more Missouri millionaires. Coming soon, January 15. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
The McGraw Show.
In Alvin, live in London.
Weekday mornings at 6.
Kate Middleton turns 30. Are you invited to the birthday party?
You know what? Very few people are invited to that birthday party. I just want you to know that I am not alone.
More importantly, what is Pippa doing these days?
You know what? You're the second guy to mention Pippa today. This is Kate's day, okay?
The Big 550.
I'm not asking for myself. I'm asking because inquiring minds want to know.
KTRS.
Arsenic in your apple juice?
What's in your water?
Hi, I'm Justin.
And I'm Mike with All Pro Water. We are the locally owned St. Louis Metro Area Hag Dealer.
If you could take all of the chlorine and contaminants out of every tap of your home and it could save you money, you would do it, wouldn't you?
Of course I would, Justin. We have the Hag Water Max system that is the most technologically advanced water filtration on the market today. Visit us at allpro-water.com for your free in-home water analysis. Again, that's allpro-water.com.
We will guarantee to save you money.
And that's a good thing.
These are sports guys.
Hey, what's going on?
And one thing they love is a sports bar and grill where they can enjoy great food in a fun, friendly atmosphere with plenty of big screens to watch their favorite teams. And what place is that, guys?
Krieger's.
Krieger's Sports Bar and Grill in Chesterfield. Krieger's Sports Bar with plenty of big screen TVs to watch your favorite games on, including the big game coming up.
Our ticket to Sports Nirvana.
Krieger's Sports Bar and Grill on Clarkson Road in Chesterfield, a block south of 4064.
Krieger's.
Go to Krieger'sChesterfield.com for more.
This is John Shea, co-host of The Inside Out Show.
The Inside Out Show is moving to a new day and time. Yes, it's the same great advice on everything inside and outside from John Shea, along with one of his three amigas, but at a different day and time. Sundays from 11 till 1 p.m. The Inside Out Show with Mr. Fix-It, John Shea. Now on Sunday starting at 11 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS. Streaming live at KTRS.com.
There's no better way to see the USA than in an RV. Find the RV that is right for you and your family at the St. Louis RV Vacation and Travel Show. America Center, downtown St. Louis, January 13th through the 15th.
Hear that? That's the sound of opportunity knocking for you here at KTRS. We're seeking a part-time receptionist to handle the front desk in the lobby. You'll be answering phones, greeting visitors in a friendly and professional manner, and performing clerical and administrative duties. For the full information on the skills required, hours of work, and how to apply, log on to KTRS.com and click Contact on the banner at the top of the page. The Big 550, KTRS, is an equal opportunity employer.
With H&R Block Office, online, mobile, and Block Live, you can now prepare and file your taxes wherever, whenever, and however you like. H&R Block. Never settle for less.
Our red line to Iran is
around the world.
Do not develop a nuclear weapon.
Around the block.
The first robbery happened at the Bank of America on Manchester in Warson Wood.
If you gotta know now.
It was the New Year's Day murder riddle.
Just tune in.
It was the body found by a dog walker on the public grounds of the Queen's estate.
The Big 550.
So did Casey Anthony get away with murder?
That's not my call. That's the jury call.
Or log on.
The police and the fire department responded to what was dispatched as an explosion.
ATRS.com.
We're just judging women who work here, assigning them numbers. Never mind. Hey, have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend.